Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Stollard on the show. Michael, Connection Culture, connection-culture.com, is that right?
Just connectionculture.com.
Connectionculture.com. Can they find your books there?
Yes, you can. You can find links to them on Amazon and other stores.
All right, so check that out, folks. Connection Culture, one of his books, Fired Up or Burned Out, another one. Are there three?
Two.
Two, okay. And we're working on the other one. Yeah. Hey, Michael, we're talking about this horrible statistic that you brought the research to our attention here, that American suicides have doubled from 05 to 17. And in that year, that last year, 47,000 Americans committed suicide, 1.4 million attempted. I know a guy who attempted suicide. He was probably in his late 50s, children, grandchildren, everything in the world to live for, attempted suicide, failed at that. Recovered a year and a half later, he was successful. I mean, it's hard. I have a friend who has depression, and I've never had depression. I don't even know what that would feel like. I've been depressed, but I've never had depression. And he told me, he said, Jim, you can't imagine what it's like to go down that far. There's no reason. You have no reason. There's no reasoning with you. I mean, you just can't imagine being in that state of mind. Now, but be that as it may, Mike, you've got some ways that we can take, some actions we can take to prevent it for ourselves, to help others. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, first of all, we should just say that if someone listening is thinking about suicide or knows someone who is, you know, by all means, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-TALK. And it'll give you a chance to interact with someone who can help you with emotional health issues and, you know, get you started in the right direction. And when you look at suicide, it's interesting to contrast, say, someone who's diagnosed with a serious, like my wife is a three-time cancer survivor, and compare them to someone who has suicide. When someone has a serious illness but doesn't have emotional health problems, they'll get help right away from family and friends, you know, both practical and emotional support. The person who is suicidal suffers from depression.
They're sick.
And they won't seek help. And you often can't see it on the outside. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for us, for the people we love, for the people we're responsible for leading, to be active about reaching out and connecting with them and see how people are doing. And so when we foster that culture of connection where everybody knows that they have a friend, you know, at work and our friends outside of work, that people do care about them, that helps protect them from suicide ideation.
Should we be obnoxious? You yourself said your friend, you had no idea. I mean, you're one of the most intuitive, empathetic human beings I've ever known, Mike. And if you didn't imagine that your friend would ever have committed suicide, how do we know? Should we say, you know what, he just lost his job, I better stay close to that guy, or I know his child, whatever. Should we just love him up and not give him any choice? What should we do? I mean, sometimes we get the idea, you know, maybe I should mind my own business.
Yeah, we shouldn't mind our own business.
That's the lesson,
that's
folks.
A bad idea.
Don't mind your own business.
Yeah, we really do. It sounds good, you know, on the surface, but when you really think about it some more, we need to be active about reaching out to people and maintaining those friendships. And I think especially after someone has, as you just pointed out, they've lost their job, they've maybe had someone pass away in their life, or have a serious illness, those things can actually do damage to our brain. Mm-hmm. Even being in a serious car accident can damage the brain,
right,
so that we're more vulnerable to stress. You know, trauma has that effect on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so just reaching out, and when they have someone to talk to who they know cares, that will help protect them. And it may be important for them to get into therapy, and that does work.
How about this? If it's you, if you're the one, folks, say to your friends, you know what? I need help. Can you stay close to me? Tell your family that. What do you think, Mike? Last thoughts.
Yeah. No, that's another thing you see in America is a decline of confidence. You know, the number of people we're close to that we could go to for help.
You can't find it on
and
social
so
media.
That's critical.
You can't find it on social media, folks. We need to see faces and hear voices. Pick up the phone. Go see people. Mike Stollard, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when he joins us. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.